Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Envelop Her, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, you are in the limelight here this morning, and I'm still in New York City, and quite frankly, a little saddened because about an hour ago, we all learned of the death of Kate Spade, who was an icon in the fashion industry, and a lot of us knew her for her fabulous handbags and purses. And at 55 years old, it seems as though the first news that's in is that Kate has taken her own life. And obviously this is something that, again, it saddens us all. I didn't know her personally, but she's kind of in the hearts of all of us because as a woman entrepreneur, very, very successful. She grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, and then she earned a degree in journalism at Arizona State University. You all know I live in Phoenix. And so just wanted to kind of throw that out there, and give sort of a shout out to anybody that you may know, whether it's you or someone else that may not be, that just might need some help. Let's put it that way. It just might need some help. Reach out. There's no shame in reaching out. There are ways that you can get around things like this, I think. And I don't know the story. We don't know the story yet. And the news is still, still trickling in. I'm sure we'll learn more as the day progresses, but there are things that you can do. One of them is the suicide prevention lifeline.org. And there's a phone number, 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. So I hate to start a show, on a sad note like that, but I really would have been remiss if I had not mentioned that as we're all learning of this news, again, as a woman entrepreneur, we're all women entrepreneurs, and we understand the pressures, we understand the difficulties of being an entrepreneur, and the worries that come along with it, and for a lot of us, a lack of security in most cases, because we never really know. A lot of us don't know exactly when the next paycheck might be showing up, and pressures do build. So with that having been said, I think it's a perfect segue to start talking about entrepreneurship and living in a leadership role. A lot of us do live in leadership roles, and everybody, I think this is really a perfect segue to bring in my next guest, who is a super influencer in her own right. She is the founder and CEO of Transform Your Performance. You can find out more with me as we speak to her at transformyourperformance.com. She's got extensive corporate and entrepreneurial experience on 5 different continents. And Regina, with whom I had lunch with this week, is really, I think she's got me beat as far as traveling and moving is concerned because she is really all over the place. And she's also got a passion for inclusive diversity, for co-creation, and for dance. Yes, she loves to dance. She's an international speaker and author, and the book that she's written is called Stand Up, Stand Out, and Shine. So without further ado, I'm going to have Regina Uber say hello to you all.
Thank you, Clarissa. I'm delighted to be here with you today and with everyone listening. And just a tiny little correction. The book is Speak Up, Stand Out, and Shine, but it was almost this when you said it.
What did I say? Speak out?
I think you said stand up.
Stand up, stand out, and shine.
But that's fine.
Speak up, stand out, and shine. Thank you for the correction. Mm-hmm. So I'm thrilled that you're here and wanted to know more about the work that you do, how you do help women with your signature system called Powerful Leadership Transformation, the traveling, if you could get into some of the traveling that you're doing and why, and what exactly is inclusive diversity? And what is co-creation?
Sure. So I shared with you on Saturday when we met that I grew up in a tiny little village in Germany, and it's about 70 miles from Munich. And it's beautiful there, but as a kid, I was often bored, and I always had a huge curiosity for what's going on in the rest of the world, other cultures, how do other people live and think and eat and dance.
Right.
And
right.
There was not a lot of diversity in my little pueblo. So when I was 19, I moved to Munich, and then at 26, I started my international moving path, first to Spain, then I lived in Argentina, Brazil a couple of times, on the west coast of the United States, in California. And eventually, about 6 years ago, after living in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, I moved to New York, and I have now been here for 6 years. So I've, mm-hmm. even within the city of New York, I've moved a lot, but anyway, so I have really this curiosity for other cultures, and as you said, a huge passion for diversity, and New York is, of course, the ideal city to mm-hmm. live in with
right.
that passion.
Absolutely. And what is it exactly? I really want to take a deeper dive into what it is that you teach, what you train. Diversity, obviously, is a huge part of that. But what do you mean when you say co-creation?
Well, when I say co-creation, I mean collaboration, but it actually goes well beyond collaboration. And it's about creating something bigger together, something that we could not create on our own. And we create that something bigger, that bigger result, because of the complementary talents and skills and perspectives that we all bring to the table. We all have a limited set of those as individuals, but together we have more. Mm-hmm. And together we can be more creative, generate innovation faster, and we can only achieve this, though, when there's a basis of trust as a team, mm-hmm. because then there's a really an environment where everybody feels they can speak up, share ideas, and really create a free flow of exchange of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with a certain demographic of women? Is it all women that are in corporate, or do you work with entrepreneurs as well, or is it mostly corporate work?
Well, I started out working more with entrepreneurs. I still do, but mostly mm-hmm. at this time I work with women in corporate. And mm-hmm. A lot of them are in either middle management or moving towards the top, and I have some very top people as well. Mm-hmm. For example, a head of diversity and inclusion and some other positions. I think it's really relevant for all the women, but these are the women that respond mostly to my offerings. And, mm-hmm. of course, I'm in New York, so I work with a lot of women in financial services and law.
Right. There's something on your website that I found to be really interesting, and it's organizations with at least 30% of women in leadership positions have 6% higher profits.
Yes, there are a lot of studies all over the internet where you can find this number confirmed. And, mm-hmm. you know, McKinsey did some great studies. BCG did some recent studies in Europe that confirm that a higher percentage of women leaders also leads to more innovation. That, of course, has an impact back on the bottom line mm-hmm. and on profits. And so there's a ton of data on the internet that supports mm-hmm. this.
Mm-hmm. So when you're working with women, you know, and we're talking about diversity, again, is it something that most women, especially in the corporate environment, are they embracing? Are you finding any pushback? When you put more than one woman in a room, sometimes there are jealousies or there's competition. What is the general climate that you're finding?
Well, there is sometimes competition, although when the women come together into one room, that usually dissolves a bit because they are coming together for a reason, right? They want mm-hmm. to have a mm-hmm. conversation about how to achieve success more easily, about how to move up in their career or move sideways or whatever their direction is. But, mm-hmm. you know, they all come with this common goal. So when you have women in the room, it's usually not as obvious. But women do tell me that there is some competition and sometimes, you know, there's not always a willingness to pull other women up with us when we get there, mm-hmm. when we get mm-hmm. closer to the top. Mm-hmm. That's sad because
yeah.
together we can make such a much bigger difference, right?
And, so how do you start changing the culture? around, because we hear this all the time, mm-hmm. You know, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, networking groups, schools, churches, you know, wherever it is, we hear about women being mean girls and catty and difficult and not wanting to help one another and being extremely competitive. And I, you know, I, you and I know each other well enough to know that, you know, I personally feel that the more we're, you know, we're working in symbiosis and we're helping one another, obviously, it, you know, we're helping, we help the one, you help them all. Right. So right. How is it that in, with your training, how do you, start to approach this subject?
Well, first of all, I allow the women to participate in this conversation very, very interactively, right? But I make them see that the more women we have in leadership, the better it's for all the women, including mm-hmm. the ones that are on top, because in the leadership ranks, it also, they will have it easier to speak up as a, when they get the support of the more female leadership style, which allows more for that. So we talk about leadership styles. We talk about how the corporate environment changes, how the policies are impacted. Parental leave is a very typical example, right? But another really important aspect of it is much more general. It applies to really everybody. And it's to understand that there's no finite pie, that actually there's an infinite pie for all of us. And the more we collaborate and we cooperate and we co-create, the more expansion and the more growth we can achieve and the more spaces there will be actually also in the top leadership ranks for more people, because it all has an impact back into the bottom line. The more successful we are, the more creative we are, the more innovative we are as a more diverse group, which is proven, especially when we have a critical mass, a critical number of diverse members in the leadership circles, the more we will be able to become market leaders or get a bigger share of the market. And that, of course, benefits everybody.
Right. Regina, I'm going to have to go to break. That's how quickly things go when you're having fun. I'm going to have you just hold on there a second. Everybody, do not go away. We're going to be right back with Regina Uber.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, you're in the limelight with Regina Huber. She's the founder and CEO of Transform Your Performance. And I'm going to say the name of her book right this time. It's Speak Up, Stand Out, and Shine. And also a practitioner of conversational intelligence. So we're going to get into all of that. The first question is, how do you help ladies speak up, stand out, and shine with your signature system, Powerful Leadership Transformation?
Well, I use my Powerful Leadership Transformation in both workshops, trainings, and in my private coaching practice. And it we focus on four main areas in this system. And they are, one, a self-empowering mindset. Mm-hmm. Two, your distinctive uniqueness and how to uncover it and how to shine with your authentic brilliance.
Mm-hmm.
Three is a body conscious presence. Oftentimes we think business presence is only about body language and appearance and outfit, but that's not really true. It's also really about our energy, and very much so. And mm-hmm. four is effective action, which basically is a consequence of all the others above and your very specific skills that are important for your job, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that was going to be the next question also, because I'm sure that in your workshops and in your coaching programs, you are also running across women that really aren't living in their full potential. They haven't stepped into their power yet. And there are maybe a lot of fear comes up, some self-esteem issues.
Yes,
yeah?
It does.
Yeah.
And for all of us, right? So it's sometimes mm-hmm. hard to find our courage. And I personally went through a very painful experience in the past that actually made me not only lose a ton of money and a business that I had invested 2 years of my life in and all that, mm-hmm. but it also cost me my confidence at the time. And I know mm-hmm. how hard it is to move back into that spot and into that place of yeah. higher self-esteem and confidence, and
sure.
to really be able to move through that fear that we all have in challenging mm-hmm. situations all the time,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just more quickly. And that's why
I wanted to know, in your personal experience, what were the tools or the resources or how did you step out, back into your power after having been slayed and betrayed the way you were?
Yes. So at the time, I was also studying holistic healing, and that helped me understand how our subconscious mind works. And it also helped me understand that I had to shift and make a really big shift. And it gave me a lot of awareness in terms mm-hmm. of my mindset and what was going on with me. And mm-hmm. I started working on that, but also at the same time, I moved from Brazil to New York, and I didn't know anybody here, so I had to build a network, go networking, mm-hmm. and it was very scary. So at the time, yeah. I had to come up with some tools that helped me get use a shortcut, basically, I would say.
Yeah.
And these are tools that I adapted either from NLP, from holistic healing, from all these other areas, from dance, all my life experiences up mm-hmm. until then. And I eventually pulled them together in my book, Speak Up, Stand Out, and Shine, because they helped me move through those challenging experiences with more mm-hmm. confidence mm-hmm. and eventually build my network, my business, and even start speaking.
Mm-hmm. So I think what I'm hearing you say is, and this has happened, obviously, I think, to everyone that's listening, and it's happened to me as well, is, it's going to happen. You're going to feel the pain. You're going to, live through the pain. You're going to let that sort of happen. You're going to put your big girl britches back on at a certain point. Maybe you're going to, I have different mudras, or I have different, sayings, power sayings to myself, that mantras that I use. And I use them pretty much every day because, I'm not ashamed to say I deal with daily demons daily. That's why I call them daily demons. We all do. So the daily demons are always there. And some days are really good and other days are just really not that great. And trying to stay in the it's okay not to feel great all the time place, but not to stay there too long, and to find those things that will work for you, much like you had said, your holistic healing, the NLP dance, I know is huge in your life. And it's something that I know that really has helped you break through many different situations. So yeah, I just think that women need to hear more of that, Regina. I think they do, because, you know, we all are living as solopreneurs and entrepreneurs in these, in some very difficult times. And so there you go. What do you mean when you say body conscious presence?
So body conscious presence goes beyond what we usually understand by body language or by business presence. We often think our body, you know, our body goes with us wherever we go, right? Into all of these situations, but oftentimes we don't really pay attention to it. So when I talk to my clients, I teach them to the importance of being fully present in our body and in our energy in business at all times, and especially in critical moments. So it's a lot about the energy we are carrying. Maybe I'm going to give you an example. Have you ever been at a networking event and someone walks in and everybody notices her immediately? And maybe 20 other people have come in through that same door before, totally unperceived.
Right.
That's presence. Okay. And some of us do it naturally. I certainly didn't. We have to practice. And people also feel your presence over the phone or over the radio. For example, I'm sure your listeners can tell that you have a compelling presence, Clarissa. It's obvious, right? But the thing is, how do we get there?
Right.
So we both share a passion for dance, and I didn't grow up with it, but I love dancing. And would you agree that dance teaches us a lot about being present in our body and energy?
Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
So together with the holistic healing modalities that I studied, I found a lot of that presence in that energy. And you may have heard that it takes 0.07 seconds for our brains to figure out if you can trust someone. That's less than the blink of an eye.
You know, I know, but I wish that I had paid more attention to that in my lifetime, because I always trusted everybody and then found out that I couldn't. Therefore, you know, the betrayal which that we talked about before. But go ahead.
Right. Yeah, so it's our survival mechanism, and whether it always works or not is a different question, but that's what happens when we meet with people. So it's actually faster than the 7 seconds that most people talk about, and that's about our energy. So it's really critical to prepare our presence energetically before we walk into a meeting, into a room, into a speaking situation, whatever it is, a sales call, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about conversational intelligence.
Well, conversational intelligence is a modality that was founded by Judith Glaser. She's also based here in New York, and I added this methodology to my repertoire last year because I was already talking in my work about co-creation, and Judith also talks a lot about co-creation. That's what attracted me to it first. Mm-hmm. So I felt this was the ideal complement to my own intellectual property, and it is about helping leaders, team leaders, to navigate successfully through conversation. And thereby optimize their team effectiveness and have a positive impact on corporate culture. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's not only for team leaders. It's basically about, it's for anybody who negotiates. And I think that's really all of us.
Yeah, right, without a doubt. So everybody, we are talking to Regina Huber. You're going to want to get over to transformyourperformance.com to learn more about her books, Speak Up, Stand Out, and Shine. Where can we find your book, Regina?
Well, you can find my book on Amazon as both Kindle and print. Mm-hmm. The link would be a little long, but it's really easy to find it with the title, Speak Up, Stand Out, and Shine, and with my name. And it's also on my website. There's a link on my website on the page, transformyourperformance.com/book.
Mm-hmm. I know we got about 2 more minutes to go, and I want to touch upon the work that you've spent a lot of time in Africa. And you've even been on television in Ghana and South Africa and Cameroon and the like. What was it that took you over there, and why were you so impassioned by the work you did there with the women, the African women?
Well, it started last year. So I've done more work there in the last 12 months, really. And it started last year with some pro bono work with women in Ghana that I helped prepare for job interviews, and they just made such humongous progress, I cannot say differently, in just a few sessions. And then I spoke at conferences in South Africa and Cameroon. I co-hosted one in Cameroon just recently. I spoke at a women's event there as well. And it's just like, so the women there, they're just so driven. They don't get as much content, although it's changing, of course, as we do oftentimes, but they are just so driven. There's so many women entrepreneurs specifically also, and they oftentimes, you know, have a hard time finding jobs in specific regions. So they mm-hmm. have to basically be entrepreneurs, and they just want to do it all. And it's just so much fun to work with them. Mm-hmm. And then I just also recently, and that's a different, totally different region and culture, I facilitated a 3-day workshop to a group of female corporate leaders who in Qatar. And they mm-hmm. all work in a highly male-dominated industry, and they were a very small group of women, actually, in that company. So that was a whole different experience and very, very invigorating and very gratifying as well.
Awesome. Well, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. It's been an interesting show, to say the least. It started out with some not real, real good news. So, Regina, I want to thank you for hanging in there with me and being a good sport on this live broadcast. I really appreciate you just kind of going with the flow here.
Exactly.
I thank you once again. And everybody, you know what the deal is. We are going, first of all, don't forget, transformyourperformance.com. Before I leave, Christina, do you want to leave your email so people know how to get in touch with you?
Yes, for sure. So it's Regina@transformyourperformance.com. And I'd also like to offer our listeners a complimentary 30-minute session where we coach them through one specific challenge they may be facing at this point. So if you'd like to do that, it's a challenge resolution session.
Oh, thank you for that. That's awesome. Say your email again.
Regina@transformyourperformance.com.
All right, everybody, go get that. I'm going to do that myself. I think I'm going to take you up on that, Regina. Thanks again so much.
I'd love to do that.
All right. Thanks so much again. We'll talk to you very soon. Thanks.
Thank you,
now.
Clarissa.
Bye.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
It's time to unlock some of the best-kept secrets in health, wealth, and happiness. Are you ready to live your life to the fullest and hear insider tips from today's experts? Then tune in to The Forbes Factor with celebrity TV host and inspirational icon, Forbes Riley. She's a best-selling author and TV fitness expert, and you know her from QVC and HSN. Now she brings her expert advice and guests to the Voice America Influencers Channel. Tune in live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for The Forbes Factor. We guarantee it will be the best hour of your week. Do you believe that being fit is difficult? Do you think it requires turning in your favorite comfort foods for boring chicken and broccoli and spending hours in a gym? It doesn't. Tune into Have It All with Devin Alexander. Devin and her guest experts will show you how you can have it all at any age, from relationships to money to thinking bigger than you've ever imagined. Devin will fast-track your goals to yummy reality. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight. We do have another extraordinary story coming up. Another woman who I really have to say is doing some great, great work in the world. And you know, that's what we're all about here. Looking good, feeling good, being good, and living our greater good. And that is exactly what Christine Glidden is doing. I'm going to bring her on. She is the founder of womantobe.org. Hello there, Christina. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Clarissa. It's good to be in your limelight.
Oh, how sweet is that? I am really, really enthralled by the work that you do. We've had a brief conversation before we got on today's show a couple of weeks back, and I love what you do. I love your passion, and I want to get straight into it. So why don't you tell me how Women to Be came about?
Well, Women to Be fabricates and distributes underwear and reusable sanitary pads to women and girls around the world. How I got into this is really one of my favorite stories to tell. Approximately 6-7 years ago, I met a young woman. Yang Jin was her name. And she had recently relocated to Albuquerque, where I'm living, from a Nepali refugee camp where she had lived for 17 years.
Wow.
When she got here, she was brutalized. I mean, she was just traumatized by the experience there. And she told me about the rape and the murder and the sex trafficking and the poor quality of food, the malnutrition, and the poor sanitary conditions. And I listened to all that.
Right.
And I just took it in. And then one day, a couple of years later, I decided I wanted to go to Nepal and I wanted to do a trek in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And approximately 6 months before I left, I had tea with Yang Jin.
All right, everybody. So we're having a difficult time today. I don't know if Mercury's in retrograde or what's going on. Let me tell you a little bit more about Christine. So she is the founder of women2b.org, and that's women2b.org. And what they do is she was telling you is, you know, she's traveled the world extensively and came across different countries and places, especially remote villages, that where she found that women and young girls were without sanitary napkins and underwear for when they got her their cycle, their monthly cycle. I think we've got her back now. Are you there, Christina?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Sorry,
so
I don't know what happened.
That's all right. That's okay. We're having it's the craziest show. I think if this is the first time in a year that this kind of thing has happened. We lost the first lady and we're losing you too, but we got them back. So what, right before we lost you, you were saying you had tea with
Yang Jin. Yes.
Yang Jin, yeah.
And so she started to tell me that living in the refugee camp for all those 17 years with all those just brutal, horrible, unconscionable experiences that she went through, that one of the parts of living there that was just so difficult was that none of the girls or women had underwear or sanitary pads.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked. I was stunned.
Stunned, yeah.
And it was so hard for me to think of my elegant, peaceful friend living as she had without these products. So I decided to do something.
Right. And you were telling me that for the most part, when a woman had her cycle, she was really sort of kind of put in disparate, and she was sort of crouching on leaves for the most part.
Yes, Yang Jin actually told me that pretty much she would sit in the corner of the family hut of one room on a rag and just count the hours and days until her period is over so that she could stand up again and go back to school.
Mm-hmm. And was this done in front of the men of the tribe or brothers or, you know, it's got to be terribly uncomfortable and embarrassing, to say the least.
Yeah,
or is it sort
sure.
of accepted?
So
or maybe it's more accepted. I don't know.
No, it's not accepted. In fact, probably in many ways it's worse.
Okay.
She was
okay.
shamed. She was embarrassed. She was ostracized for those days until she, like I said, could stand up and participate in life again.
Right. So these were all the girls in that tribe and many other tribes that you've come across.
Yes,
they'd all experience the same thing.
Where she had come from was actually a refugee camp.
Mm-hmm. And then you decided, as you said, to do something about it, and you, I believe, came back to the United States and started fabricating cloth kits for them, underwear and pads that are reusable, washable, and reusable. And you went back. Is this correct? You went back and took the kits with you.
Yes. I went twice. The first time I actually went to Yang Jin's refugee camp and delivered some kits. And then I went a second time and I delivered kits in other remote regions of Nepal to women and girls who just really live with nothing, Nothing at all.
Did they even know what you were saying? In other words, I'm sure you had to explain it all. Because yes, it was the first time they might have seen anything like this.
Yes, a lot of them didn't even know there was a thing called underwear.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. That's just truly, that's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It really is.
So many people are unaware.
Mm-hmm. Are unaware of the conditions that in which women and girls live around the world. It doesn't seem possible in 2018 that these kind
possible.
Of things exist still, and they do exist.
Absolutely.
I know that one of the greatest things that you're doing, first of all, there's a way to donate and help. So I would like for you to touch upon that.
Well, yes, donations. We have a website. We are a 501c3. And so our website address is www.womentobe.org. Mm-hmm. And I'll spell that out. It's W-O-M-E-N, the number 2BE.org.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's $36 donation for one girl. Is that monthly?
No. So for $36, you can buy a kit for a girl that lasts up to 3 years. That's $1 a month.
Wow.
That will keep a girl in school.
Mm-hmm. $360 does, because I'm looking at your website right now. So the $360 donation would help how many?
Well, probably 10. And so a classroom size.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, for $3,600, really, it's an entire school and probably all the mothers and teachers associated with that village.
Right. So I see that you ask, $1,000 and $5,000 for a large village. I mean, it's really not a lot of money to take care of this situation, this problem, if you will. What is it that you found that the mothers are saying to their daughters? Obviously, it's the mothers that are, I'm assuming, teaching them, showing them as they come up into their first menstrual cycle. They've probably watched what other women have been going through, or how they were managing or not managing their flow.
Yeah, Clarissa, I got news for you. In Nepal, and it may be different in Zambia, where we're going for the first time this summer.
Right.
But in Nepal, women don't teach their daughters about their periods or about sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
And so when a girl gets her period, she thinks she's going to die.
It lasts for
four or 5 days. And
So let me ask you this. They're living in a village. A lot of them, I'm assuming, a thatched hut, some sort of...
Right, primitive.
Kind of situation. Primitively, yeah. And they don't see what the women elders are doing or going through or how they're managing their cycle for all that time?
Somehow, that's true.
It's kept
somehow
quiet.
It's hidden. It's shameful.
It's hidden. Okay. And I think maybe a lot of it has to do with, they do wear long skirts, right? There are a lot of long skirts and long dresses. Yeah.
Right.
What about you touched upon sex education. I can only assume that a lot of these young girls are getting pregnant far too soon.
Yes. And so to begin with, receiving a kit has kind of a domino effect. Mm-hmm. So a girl has her kits, she has her pads, she washes them out every night, they dry overnight, and she's ready to go the next day.
Mm-hmm.
When she can do this, she stays at school, she learns a skill, she delays marriage, she has fewer children, and she has a skill that she can maintain herself and her children for the rest of her life.
Right. What exactly is in the kit, Christine?
It's... 8 reusable sanitary pads. They're made of flannel. They're sewn. Right now, we sew them here locally in my community and then ship them. But the ultimate goal is to establish sewing centers in Zambia and in Nepal so that we can train women to sew and employ them. So they get 8 pads, and then they get 2 what we call wrappers that are an extra waterproof barrier of protection.
Mm-hmm.
They get a washcloth. They get 2 Ziploc bags, so that during the day they can take their used items, put them in the Ziploc bag, keep them until they get home and wash them.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide a sex education class. And we
we've given this class to grown women who are already mothers, wow, who don't understand that there's a connection between periods and pregnancy.
Yeah.
And then we give them a calendar so they can count their days. And our kits, as I said, last up to 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so it's our job then to go at the end of 3 years to resupply them.
It must be very satisfying work what you're doing over there. I mean, I can't get this, the miles on the faces and the renewed sense of self-esteem must really touch your heart.
Well, can you imagine the indignity of sitting in the corner?
No.
You know,
I can't.
And so, yes, you're right. And we've given out 2,200 kits so far. That's 6,600 mm-hmm. years mm-hmm. of opportunity and freedom and dignity for girls.
Right. We're going to have to go to break now. Everybody, we're going to go to break. Christine, you're going to come back with me in just a minute or so. Everybody, we've been listening to Christine Glidden. Women2be.org. That is the number two. Get over there and take a look at what she's doing. It's amazing. There are pictures. There's a photo gallery. You get some more of Christine's story. And it's fascinating. And it's very noble and quite humbling, I must say. I will take us a break and we'll be right back.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yeah, everybody, you are back in the limelight with Christine Glidden, women2be.org. And Christine, you know, again, I said before we went to break, this is such noble work that you're doing. And kudos and virtual hug and all that sort of thing. Over the internet wire. But where do you get your, and I'll tell you why I asked the question, because a lot of people come to know that there is a lot of suffering in the world and they feel very saddened by it. And they might, you know, feel something in the moment, but then they go about their day and that's kind of where it ends. Some people may donate, and that's kind of, lovely, great gesture, but that's kind of where it ends for a lot of people. What's your personal inspiration that keeps you tethered to these gals, to these women?
Well, a couple of years ago, I decided that incremental change in my life was no longer acceptable. Mm-hmm. And like you were explaining, you know, I thought about, periodically, I would think about, you know, helping the world in some way. And it's so easy to think about it and talk about it and mm-hmm. analyze it and research mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in action about it. And then when I decided that I just needed to get off the mark and do something bigger than what I've ever done, I shocked myself by mm-hmm. starting Women to Be. I just mm-hmm. shocked myself.
Right.
Because incremental change, I mean, that's nice and everything, but it's not enough. What are we waiting for? Mm-hmm. You know, tomorrow? And shocking doesn't have to be starting a nonprofit every day. It could be little ways that you live in your life every day that's a little bit shocking, that pushes you a little further out of mm-hmm. that comfort zone. Right. And it takes a little courage. It takes concentration. It takes a willingness.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. again, what was I waiting for?
Right.
So I thought, darn it, you know, I'm stepping off the cliff. I'm moving straight into chaos. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the best I can. I'll figure it out, and then I'll figure it out again, and I'll figure it out again. And
right.
that's what I do every day now with this right. project.
What is the kind of reaction that you're getting when you tell people what Women to Be is and who it's helping?
Well, mostly people are just stunned. They can't believe it. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of women really understand it because they've been in that situation. They can only imagine, you know, mm-hmm. what it's like not to have sanitary pads.
Mm-hmm.
And then men, I have found there's kind of two different kinds. The kind that really don't want to think about it, really see it as kind of a, I don't know.
Uncomfortable.
A subject they'd really rather ignore. Mm-hmm. And others, you know, they go, my gosh, I never thought of that. What can I do to help?
Oh, okay. And what do they do?
We have a group of individuals associated now on our board and our volunteer community that are, I like to call them smart, committed individuals who just act together. Your last guest called about co-creation, and that's what we do, is we co-create.
Right.
We make something bigger than ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, that's what attracts people. It's a compelling story to want to be attached to something larger and bigger than what we do in our daily lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, listen, I know that something really cool just happened to you recently when the king of the Memba tribe of Zambia came to visit in New Mexico. And
that's right.
You had, I think he took you into audience and you had a meeting. And what came of that meeting?
Well, we had numerous meetings. The king and I, and that's so odd, such an odd phrase to say, the king and I, but we came in communication through a third party. We invited him, my Women to Be invited him to come to New Mexico with his delegation. And the ambassador of Zambia from D.C., they came. They were here for 2 weeks. And we entertained mm-hmm. them here for two weeks. And we had mm-hmm. numerous meetings about the importance of helping girls and women. And here in New Mexico, we have a very strong Pueblo and tribal presence.
Right.
And so I got all of the tribes of New Mexico and the king, who's the tribal king of the largest tribe of 6 million tribal members.
Right.
I got them in a room and they pledged to support tribal women and girls, regardless of what continent they live on, mm-hmm. to support them towards success.
Wow.
It was a historic moment.
Is the same situation repeating itself there as well, as far as the lack of sanitary conditions?
No, not here in New Mexico.
No, in Zambia.
It's very rare.
In Zambia.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes.
Huh. Okay. So same thing in Zambia as well. Wow. Okay. So you brought this up to the king, and he said,
right.
yes, let's start this fabulous collaboration.
Yes, that's right.
And so when
are
you going?
This August.
Okay.
And we're going to establish sewing centers over there, as I mentioned earlier, to train and employ women. And then distribute these products amongst his tribal members.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to be teaching the gals? Who's going to be training?
Sorry?
Who's going to be training
yes.
these gals?
Well, that's we have to get people who already understand how to sew. We have to get our templates and instructions over there. Train the trainers, who will then train the women.
Awesome. Okay. Well,
and so, our goal at this point in 3 to 5 years, we want to supply 300,000 women and girls of the tribe.
Yeah. Is that how many there
and
are?
So,
that's a big number.
No, that's not even, it's a 6 million tribal membership.
Right.
So, but we want to start out in one section And we also probably, we haven't established this quite yet, have the support of the Zambian government.
Mm-hmm. How fabulous.
But what I love about this king is he talks about it. He says sanitary pads. He talks about menstruation. He talks with passion about the success of women and girls in his tribe.
That must have been so satisfying. Yeah.
And until they're successful, the tribe is not successful.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. You got a progressive king.
I do.
Yeah. I was going to try to say his name, but I wasn't sure if I should even try. Do you want to tell us his name?
Yes, and so he's called the Chitimukulu, which is the paramount king. So he has actually 18 lesser kings that report to him. And then his full name is Chitimukulu Sosala Kanyanta Manga II.
Yeah. Well, I'm
I
not
called
gonna
him your royal
you
highness.
You did that so beautifully. You did that beautifully. I'm not even going to try. But
right.
Well, there's a shout out to you know, the king of the Memba, Bemba tribe.
Bemba.
Yes. Bemba tribe.
Yes, exactly. He's magnificent. He's a visionary.
Yeah. Oh, that must have been so heartening for you.
It was.
Yeah.
An honor.
Well, listen, I just can't tell you, you know, again, I'm so thrilled I could get you on the show as soon as I could. I wanted to talk about this last month when we spoke, but I was booked out, so I'm glad we got it on when we did. We're going to wish you happy, happy, happy trails in August and, you know, sending lots of love from the United States to the women in your next port of call in Africa. And again, I'm going to let everybody know about your donation page. If you go to womentobe.org under the donate page, everybody, you can go and do your part. Christine,
and,
we've got
about
1 minute
looking,
left.
We're
go
also
ahead.
Looking for volunteers from other different skill and business backgrounds, and so you can email me to there also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is you want to give your email again?
So it's on the website, but let me give it to you. It's CS,
thanks,
like Charles Sam Glidden, GLIDDEN, at SW, like Southwest, CP, like Charles Paul, .com.
Okay, wonderful.
So CS Glidden at SWCP.com.
Awesome. Thanks for being on the show, Christine, and lots of love and luck to you. Okay, everybody.
Appreciate you. I feel
you're
it.
Welcome. You're so welcome. Hi, everybody. That's the end of this show. You have been In the Limelight with Clarissa Burr. We're back next week, same time, same place. Until next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.